There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for a 2025 fifth and sixth round pick. Is this just the beginning or is this the end? I wonder how much more movement the Browns will have as we go throughout the day here. I'm just not expecting major trades. I think people are talking about this and that. I don't think you're talking about Myles Garrett going anywhere today. You could see Elijah Moore go somewhere today. I think there are some...
Do you think so?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
What are you going to do? You going to play Thrash?
Yeah, why not? I like Thrash. What's the difference?
He brought in Elijah Moore thinking he'd be something for you.
And?
I know he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's been much better since Deshaun Watson's been out.
Question, what are you going to get for him? There you go again. Fifth?
See, that again, the and I won't call them meaningless because I know you're collecting draft capital that you can use in other ways. How many sixth or seventh round picks can you actually draft and load up your roster with guys who have been passed over five times by every team in the league? Anyhow, I know why you do it. You move, use it to trade. I'd rather keep a guy like Elijah Moore. I'd rather keep him for the rest of the season rather than trade him for like a sixth round pick. I really would. I know he's leaving at the end of the year. Well, you got to get something for him. Yeah, well, how about if you get some good play out of him? Get some receptions,
you're
some
not going
touchdowns,
to playoffs,
get
you're
a
not-
win, and maybe he ends up thinking he wants to be here and you end up thinking you want to keep him.
It's cute. I think it's cute that you think that way. It really is.
Wow.
I mean, how many years
That's
have we
harsh,
sat here?
Man. That's harsh.
How many years have we sat here and watched, you know, wide receivers come and go, the under 6 foot crew?
You're harsh.
I'm just saying, under 6 foot wide receivers are dime a dozen, and we seem to go through two or three a year. It happens all the time. We've had general managers here that didn't believe in having a wide receiver over six foot. Come on, we can do better than that, can't we? Get somebody who can get their arms up there, give it a little bit more range, give a quarterback a little bit more leeway to kind of throw it higher. I don't. If Elijah Moore is not here on Sunday, then it's or not a week from Sunday, I'm not going to be surprised either. I don't think you're looking at players now and you're trying to figure out what do I need to do in the future? I'm not super excited about draft picks. I never have been. I never will be, because they're unclaimed resources.
I don't know what's there. Draft picks in the first, second, and third rounds.
Yeah, I like first and second rounders. Otherwise, after that, I mean, I don't know. What are we looking at? So we picked up a fifth and a sixth. So that now means we have two in the fifth and three six-round draft picks this year. Is that correct? We have our own natural one.
I don't count those, man.
The six round picks?
They're like, come on.
You've got
I get three in the six.
I think we have our natural one, then Chris Williams trade, and I'm looking at what's the other one? Traded fifth round pick. I don't know.
You ready to see a lot of Isaiah McGuire? Ready to see a lot of Oboe? I like Oboe.
The confidence of the group to come
McGuire, young guy they drafted. We'll see what he can do.
Okay. Why not?
Sure.
Why not? Absolutely. What do you have to lose here? I'm just wondering what the rest of the lineup's going to look
Wish
like.
Wish Alex Wright weren't out.
Double O starting. Maybe Double O could have been starting the whole time he was here.
I would think Double O would be terrific. I mean, we like him.
I love him. I thought he should have been the starter when he got here, but I understood why they did what they did when
McGuire's an interesting young guy. We'll see. You know, he was a fourth-round pick last year. We'll see what he can do.
Is anybody upset about the fact they traded Za'Darius Smith? Is there any Browns fan out there who's like, I can't believe they got rid of Za'Darius Smith?
Andy, it's hard to get mad about trading a veteran player who is here on a one-year deal when you're 2-7. But here's the point. Don't you think Za'Darius is pretty good?
Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, I do too. And you were able to get a fifth and a sixth.
Who's to say we
can't flop out a seventh?
Maybe we can Za'Darius him, bring him back next year.
So they did that once. They basically picked up a fifth round pick for Za'Darius Smith and moved up a few places in the latter rounds of the draft. Right?
I mean, he's got to feel like they did him right too. If everyone to come back. They sent him to Detroit. I mean, he's got a chance to make some playoff money and be in the postseason. He just went from the odd house to the penthouse,
so to speak.
Well, it's where you are. I'm wondering what else happens today. I'm just very much intrigued by the thought of trading Jameis Winston. I don't know that anybody wants him or needs him, but that would put them in a position where they would have to play Dorian Thompson-Robinson, or if they need to, Bailey Zappe. I don't know what the upside is on Jameis right now. I don't see it.
The upside on Jameis is this.
That you have stability for the rest of the season?
The upside on Jameis is this.
Finish the season normal? I don't know.
It helps you evaluate the rest of your offense because you have at least competent quarterback play. This is not about DTR. I don't mean that as in any way, shape, or form as a knock on him. He's a young guy who needs reps if he's going to figure it out in the NFL. But do you want... If you think you're evaluating the rest of your team, the rest of your offense, if you think you're evaluating Cedric Tillman and Thrash and anybody else you might put out there, would you rather have a pro quarterback who, you can argue that he's not the guy you want, but okay, he's certainly a competent NFL quarterback. He helps you to evaluate all that. And tell me who's the starting quarterback of this team next year.
Until, is he here?
Until you can answer that question, Jameis is in the conversation.
For game one or somewhere down the road?
I would think game one. Of anybody on the roster right now, who's the most likely guy to be the starting quarterback game one next year? Of anybody on the roster right now, who's the most likely guy?
And you're telling me Deshaun's still hurt, right?
Well, you tell me. I can't imagine that he miraculously heals up from an Achilles and is good to go week one.
Yeah, I don't think he does either. I don't. Has anyone come back?
So of everybody on the roster, who's the most likely guy to be the starter week one? Jameis Winston.
I don't know.
So Jeff, until...
Payment-wise, contract-wise, want to see what you have-wise. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I want to see what DTR looks like when they give him a week to prepare for another team. And what he can do in that scenario.
If somebody gives you a third round pick for Jameis, you would do it.
Yes.
I would too.
I would take a third round pick for Jameis.
I probably
in a second.
Would too.
Yeah.
However, if somebody's going to give you a fifth or a sixth, why bother?
I tend to agree with that. Yeah.
And a third is pushing it for me because
What about a sixth and a seventh?
I don't, Andy. I mean, come on.
What about four sevenths?
Come on, man.
Dan?
It's like we just
go
walked
six in, sevens and we'll talk.
Just like we walked into the Goodwill store, picked up a terrific shirt. Boy, this, look at the brand name on this. That's a good brand name. Of course, it's 10 years old, but
So you're not popping tags.
It's like getting a sixth or a seventh round pick. Great.
Pits are hardly worn on this shirt.
That's right.
Not even yellow yet.
They don't even smell.
You're not going to pay $50 for a T-shirt. No, I just want to
don't
make
think
sure.
So.
All right,
I wouldn't trade Jameis, Andy, unless you get overwhelmed or you get a player. See, a player for player trade is not a bad thing. You know, I would prefer to keep the guy and have the offense look competent.
Can I give you?
And I like DTR, but I'm not gonna. I think you're delusional, and I don't mean you.
Right.
I think anybody's delusional if they think right now, yeah, I think DTR has a great chance to be the starting quarterback next year and beyond. Okay, maybe, but man, I'm not banking on that. And if I think Jameis could be that guy, I'm going to hang on to him. I just think sending him away in a trade probably isn't very conducive to bringing him back as your starter next year. And until you have a better option than that, you know, and I'm not locking in on Jameis as the starter next year. Until you have a better option than that, I'm just not going to dispatch him for a, you know, bag of donuts. And I like donuts, depending on the brand name.
Let me give you a name that could be interesting, and I do not want to see this happen.
Oh boy.
You know who I'm going to ask you about, right?
No, you're not going Nick Chubb again.
No, I'm not going Nick Chubb.
Okay, good.
Another interesting
Joel
name.
Joel Bitonio.
No, not doing that either. Okay. It's me, Jeff. Who am I going to bring up?
A tight end.
Bingo. And that would be?
David Njoku.
Yes.
He's under contract this year and next.
Spotrac has a potential out in 2025. Dan, can you explain that to me? Like I'm an idiot, because I am.
Efforting. And okay. you are not an idiot. You just go outside and
I still don't understand a lot of this stuff.
He's one of your better playmakers. Why are you?
I have no way I'm getting rid of him.
Why do we want to bust this team up?
I agree.
I think the roster is okay. I think there's some nice pieces on this team. I've kind of thought all along the roster was slightly overrated, especially on the offensive side of the ball, as you know. Mm-hmm. You heard me talk about skill position guys and everything else, and I think it's a little shallow. And I keep watching teams, especially in the AFC North, just load up with skill position guys. They just keep bringing guys in. I love that philosophy. Bring in guys who can move the football for me. That's what I want to see. And you don't do that by trading David Njoku with a year to go on his contract and play Jordan Akins or Jeff Swaim and try and find somebody else who can play tight end.
What if I offered you a second for him?
And some team might. If they made him available, some team might. And so what happens with a second-round pick? You hope to go draft a tight end as good as David Njoku and you keep your fingers crossed?
Especially a guy that's been around here since he's, what, 19 years old?
Yeah, I know, but I don't care about that. What I care about is that he can play. See, that's the thing. Well, we're trading a good guy, but we're getting a second-round pick. Well, great. What are you going to do with it? You going to find a guy who's as good as the guy you just traded? Good luck.
How many more games do you want to win?
Look at the draft history of this front office.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not really good at discovering guys who can really help you on the skill positions. Name one.
I'm waiting.
Maybe Cedric Tillman.
I'm not getting rid of David Njoku. I'm hanging on to him as long as I can. Dan, can you explain that to me or no?
So it's pretty easy. I mean, if you make this move, you would take a dead cap hit over the next 3 years.
Okay.
Of like 4.5 mil, which isn't death. That's easily doable. You can make that happen. But the player itself is probably worth more than whatever you're going to get back. Unless somebody's going to come to you and go, here's a one. Like, David Njoku helps.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So you win. I like guys that help me win.
I do too.
And this team is better off with guys.
David's a really good football player.
Especially inside the red zone. When you're looking for a big target and he's standing right there on the end line.
If you trade him, what a hole. You've got a huge hole if you trade him. So he's not a guy I'm looking to move today.
Hmm. All right, so let's set the groundwork for you. Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for 2025 fifth and sixth round picks. I want your thoughts on that. Is there anybody else you think the Browns should be looking to move at this point to upgrade? Anybody else you think they should be looking to move? Mary Kay Cabot's going to help us with that question at 11 o'clock. Perhaps you will too. Next at 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. You want to know the latest information, we'll have it for you as it plays out, just like Za'Darius Smith heading to Detroit. We've talked about that a little bit this morning. I still want your thoughts on that. And if the Browns, did they get enough? They get enough, Jeff? You tell me. Give up a seventh to get a fifth and a sixth and Za'Darius.
The way they do these things, Andy, I guess they got enough. I don't know. Seriously, I hate these trades. When I was talking to Dan this morning, he said, and I hadn't heard yet, and he said, yep, Za'Darius got traded. And I said, what, they included a seventh and got a fifth? And he said, yeah, and a sixth. I mean, that's the way they do these things now. It's like, great, that's swell.
I don't, who else do you want them to trade? Jeff, do you think, and I brought up, you know, Elijah Moore, I brought up David Njoku. These are names that are out there. I think it's ridiculous if anyone thinks Myles Garrett's going anywhere today. But I do think the rest of the roster is probably open for business if you can come up with something good. I don't envision anyone calling and saying, hey, I want Deshaun Watson today. Anyone? Now, that would be a bombshell.
Don't think that one's happening.
You would hope that someone's had a lot of martinis at about 10 a.m. to make sure that they want to do that one.
And they're saying, hey.
You have to include a small third world country.
Possibly. All right, let me throw one out here for you. Greg Newsom's name has been tossed out a little
bit. Sure has.
Would you guys look at a guy like Greg Newsom to maybe move on from?
Well, here's the thing.
What am I getting?
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you get a
fourth rounder, probably
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I just don't think that these are good ideas. It means to me a couple of things. You've given up on your draft choice if you give up a guy like that. Now, you know, if you're trading veterans who you signed on a 1-year deal like Za'Darius Smith, that's a different story.
Right.
I kind of get that. But I think, and has Greg Newsom been perfect this year? No. Is Greg a good football player? Yeah. He's one of the four guys, Andy, that we talked about yesterday. Of all the guys who have been drafted by Andrew Berry, we think four have actually, you can say, yep, good pick. He's one of them. Why would you give him up and take less value than what you drafted him in? I wouldn't do that. Again, player for player trades might be a different story if you think you can add something to your team that can really help you. I'm just not dumping guys. I don't care that you're 2-7. I'm thinking the rest of this year and beyond. I want Greg Newsom here.
I'm just looking back. And so, Greg, let's say you traded Greg Newsom, so you're giving up on 21, and Jed Wills just became a bench player from 2020. that leaves you, what, how many first-round picks? Miles?
Njoku was a first-round pick.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, same draft as and you name the third
Peppers.
Person? I was going to play
job.
A little trivia with him.
Nice. Hold on.
Nice.
Where's Corey Coleman? Anybody seen him lately?
Oh, boy.
Is he done?
All right. Let me throw you another. Dalvin Tomlinson do anything for either of you? Would you move on possibly from another guy like Za'Darius Smith who's a veteran presence?
Isn't Dalvin, he's under contract for another year or two, isn't he?
He is for another 2 years after this.
No worries. Well, he's staying, man. It's too hard to build that defensive line.
Exactly.
Get comfortable. You can go bent. You can go buy, not rent. Or you can get bent. One of the two. I don't know. What was that? So rent, buy, together it's bent.
I'm good with get bent, too. I like the three.
No. Rent, I like buy, him. I want him to stay. Let's keep him. What's Johnny in a car want? Johnny in a car.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Johnny in
One.
A car.
Sounds like a song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer in the car. But anyway, if you trade a guy, I don't understand why there's a cap hit. Don't they take his whole salary? And then the second is, could you do something ridiculous like restructure the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, to like a 5-7 year deal so you could run it out over the years and then just never play him?
All great questions for our capologist, Dan Menigan. Thank you, Johnny.
I'll readily admit, I don't get all that stuff. I don't understand it. They have financial people that they hire to help them do all this stuff. We don't have a financial person. We have Menigan.
We have Dan. And Dan's not even good at math, but he does understand some of this stuff.
So
you know why? Because he's got a Texas Instrument calculator. That's why he knows how to do all this stuff.
I downloaded a whole bunch of games on mine. I have Pong and really? All sorts of stuff. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, those TI-83 calculators? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can download all sorts of fun stuff on
you
those.
You can?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
I didn't know.
You think that thing's just for math? Nay.
Well, I was wondering. They always make you go up. They're like $125, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're like little computers.
I didn't realize they were like that. No. Mm-hmm. The kids have them, so I didn't even think about that. I need this for class, Dad. I'm like, it's $125.
Oh, you gotta ask them what games they've downloaded on that thing and then watch them go, oh, it doesn't do that. And watch them panic. So, you know. All right. So the way that the NFL works, and it's the way that just the NFLPA is negotiated as well. It's a little bit of like, you know, it's a little bit of like promise that, hey, you're not going to get moved all over the place. Like this is baseball or basketball or anything like that. It's part of the negotiation that there's a cap hit that comes with everything for both, you know, teams, the team that traded them, team that acquired them as well, so that these guys aren't moved all over the place. I don't know why that is. It's just kind of the way that it is. And I know that's not the answer that anybody is looking for, but it's the best answer I can give you.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let's go to Jack in Solon. Counselor, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
So I called to scold you.
Who, me or Jeff?
Both of you.
Oh, we're up. Jeff, let's hang on. We got to go sit in the corner.
Hang on, before the scolding, is this billable hours, Jeff?
So,
funny.
I'm going to... So the response I give to you guys talking about the trade deadline is the same response I give to my clients when they call me with a serious problem. And that is, who cares? No, just kidding. But here's the thing.
Practice is going well, huh, Jack?
Can we please? The Cavs, let me just say this.
Oh, are you really going here?
It's who cares.
Okay.
And our Cavaliers are 8-0, and they're going to be 9-0 after tomorrow night. Can we please? I don't care about the Browns anymore. I mean, who cares that we're giving away draft picks that we're going to blow anyway? I don't care anymore. Talk about the team that is going to save this city for the winter, and that's going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Please.
Jack, that's coming up later on in the show.
It is. I'm looking at the rundown.
Trade deadline, and
I think we've actually said that, but there is a trade deadline at 4. That's right. And there's nothing else going on today.
Mike Florio is going to join us at noon.
There is something going on today. I just left the office. I'm going to Glen Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's good.
That's my boy.
I thought you were going to give us a scouting report on Solon football for next season.
No, I'll give you a scouting report on how much the wind is blowing at Glen Eagles and blowing the leaves onto the green.
All right. Well, make sure you stop by and have a...
Always tough to play golf in the fall because you lose the golf ball under leaves.
Yeah, it's really tough on November 5th to be golfing in 75-degree weather. It's very tough, but somebody has to do it.
All right, then try to hit them straight.
Jack, you're just the guy to do it.
And it's all billable hours. I'm sure you're working with clients out there, too. Thank you, Jack.
I'm going to bill somebody. Take care.
Thank you. They have really good burgers there, too. The restaurant, though.
Perpetual life winner. Billable hours.
True. John is in a car. Hi, John.
John.
Do you feel the excitement of the trade deadline the way we do?
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to make a note. You keep saying Za'Darius Smith is on a one-year contract. He's on a two-year contract. We originally signed him for one, and then last year we signed him for two. I just put on Twitter to you guys a copy of info on that contract, but I think that makes the trade less favorable for the Browns because he is on a two-year contract. We had him through next year.
In the NFL, you can get rid of those things. There was no way they were going to pick that up.
No guaranteed money left on that salary, so you can get out of that.
But wouldn't you want him? I mean, I thought he did well for us. Wouldn't you rather have him here? We basically netted a fifth-round pick out of it.
My guess is that they're thinking Alex Wright comes back next year, and he's the starter there, John.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
And there you have it.
Great show always, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you hitting us up at CLE Talking Heads. Let's Let's go Larry in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the show. I like to say, man, anyway, we can trade Kabaski and the offense coordinator because, man, they ruined the team.
And Dorsey? Kapanski and Dorsey?
You can trade, you can trade coaches?
Ken Dorsey.
Oh,
man.
Ken Dorsey. I thought it was Dorsey. Okay, I'm sorry. Man, Kapanski is the, I don't know.
Resilience here. Because, man, there's no way the heck that we 11-5 last year and we got flat. Why? Because he did the same thing he did in Minnesota. That's why they got rid of him, because he's cocky, arrogant, man. We need somebody.
Wait. Minnesota didn't get rid of him. We went after him.
Oh, God.
It's not like he got fired.
You might not like him, but don't say cocky and arrogant.
I like him, but, man, to think about it, where's his stamina at, man? We need somebody like, man, go get that coach.
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel, man.
See, I can read your mind. Coach Kapanski, Dorsey, those guys, you got it all, Larry. You got it all, my man.
No, what I'm saying, man, we need somebody that's been here, that know how to
look
at the team when they got to struggle.
All right, Larry. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you calling. Kapanski. So, wait. Kapanski's right, but Dorsey is wrong?
Heck.
I'm confused. Dan, help me with that, please. No?
Look, I don't know if I'm the one you want to talk to on how to talk good.
All right, me either, but I'm just... He was just,
I can't write.
Down.
I can't do math. I can hardly speak. I'm not the one you want to come to.
He was totally doubling down on Kapanski, though. I'm just saying. I mean, if you're gonna do it, lean into it. That's what I always say. Take the base. Take the base. Kevin Kapanski. No, I'm doing it. I teed myself up for that.
Kevin Kapanski.
That's right.
It's the best part of all of it.
I know a guy named Kapanski.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell us anything about him? Or
does that count for something?
No. If he's listening, he knows who he is.
All right. Well, that's good.
This feels like shady backroom doings in Jeff Phelps' life.
Don't like to out my friends on the air. You know.
Are we?
This is shady backroom doings in the life of Phelps.
Do we really think Kevin Stefanski is the problem? I mean, like, I can't believe. I understand why people might want to blame the head coach.
No, but in the NFL, head coaches take hits.
So who's going to take the hit at the end of the year? I still think
it could be Kevin.
I don't know. I think
it could be Andrew Berry.
Is someone taking, like, what would it take for these guys not to take a hit? Any of the three?
It could be that they didn't have anything to do with Deshaun Watson being here. So they don't get blamed.
Possible. All right, Mary Kay Cabot, hopefully she's got answers for us. We'll talk to her next. Baskin and Phelps plus Mike Florio at noon. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.